It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Magical day to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, magical show. I want to thank each one of our listeners that are listening to this podcast on the numerous different platforms. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And as I said earlier, you are all in for one magical show, as I have with me a returning magical diva, Daphne McDonough, and her and I are going to talk about the magic of crystals. So with that, Daphne, I will let you introduce yourself to our listeners today.
Hello, Joyce. My name is Daphne. Thank you for having me on here again. I'm so grateful and honored to be invited to be on your show. what do I say about myself? I had actually one day somebody called me a multidimensional alchemist who walks with people to live their most authentic lives as they find their magic. So it kind of goes with what we're talking about today. But I want to let you know that I'm also an author and a rehabilitation wellness practitioner that helps animals and people to find the sparkle in their eye again. I'm an energy coach who specializes in balancing, restoring, and rejuvenating energies through vibrational, crystal, and cold laser therapies. I'm dedicated to the purpose of helping animals and people live a life of balance and harmony. I mean, that's basically in a nutshell.
Oh, that is awesome. That is magical in itself. For all the service you are doing for not only humans, but for animals also. And that is amazing. I love it because animals are so magical. They bring so much into our worlds. It's just incredible. I always say they are just amazing teachers if we just let them. So with that, I will let you, how would you like to start on sharing with the listeners about the magic of crystals? Maybe what do you have favorite ones, or are they all your favorites, or what are some of the things that different crystals can do? I'm just throwing out some ideas and thoughts.
Well, okay, let me give a little bit of history with myself. I lived in pain, physical pain, for many years from a car accident when I was younger, and it wasn't until I found magnets that I could live without pain. So I started carrying, it was so cute because I was at the dollar store and I found these, like, they were called knockers, and they're magnets that you can throw up in the air and they knock together. They're a kid's toy. I used to carry them in my pockets on either side because magnets, they balance the polarities of the body. They stimulate the underactive organs and they sedate the overactive ones. I mean, that's in a nutshell what magnets do, but I mean, magnets do so many different things. The yin and the yang energies, they balance the meridians within the body, providing a sacral equilibrium between the etheral nervous system and the physical nervous system. Magnets are amazing anti-inflammatories that help to relieve muscle aches and pains and are beneficial for asthma, blood, and the circulatory system, as well as the skin and hair. Like, I mean, I could just go on and on and on. Magnets are just the bomb, I guess you could say. But I mean, also zebra jasper. Zebra jasper is an amazing crystal too. I'd say magnets and zebra jasper are my favorites. But zebra jasper, it's the best stone for pain management. But it's also mood uplifting and motivating. You know, it helps with depression, anxiety, and aids in actualization of desires. It's grounding and centering, you know, and it motivates us to move out of apathy and into action. So, I mean, yeah, people ask me, why do I like crystals? Because they make me feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I've had other people say to me, do you think it's like the, what do they call that? The placebo effect. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say no, because my father doesn't believe that crystals can do anything. He says they're rocks. But yet when he goes and he plays pool, he wears a necklace that I made for him. And on the necklace, there's opalite. Opalite is the best. Hang on, I just got to pull this information up, because opalite stabilizes mood swings. It has a soft and gentle soothing effect when held or viewed. It's an all-round healing stone. It helps overcome fatigue. It purifies the blood and kidneys. And it helps with spirituality and receiving information. So, I mean, the reason he wears opalite is because it balances mood swings. So it keeps his mood calm when he's playing pool, because he plays league pool every week. And if people make him angry, he can get pretty upset. But if he's wearing the necklace, he doesn't get upset.
That is so awesome. That is so neat. And I would have never classified I have never heard a magnet put in under the crystals, because growing up in the country and on the farm, a magnet is something to go around and pick little things up, or if you lose something or in a dark place under something, you find it with a magnet. And I'm like, wow, a magnet is a crystal. That is...
Well, magnetite with hematite, like magnetite and hematite are actually crystals that can be found in the mountains. My husband used to be a geological assistant, and he used to bring magnetite with it, like raw magnetite with hematite home. And all of the crystal creations that I make for the necklaces are all made with magnet connectors on the back.
Oh my goodness. I love it. Because I have
so,
the hardest.
I mean,
I love that, because there's not those little tiny screw things together or try to.
And if they get caught on something, they just come apart and they don't break.
Oh, that is fabulous.
And I use the rare earth magnets. So for that, I mean, then the rare earth magnets are like at the base of your skull, the top of your spine. And it brings, you know, magnets also help to focus energy and emotions for balancing the body, mind, and spirit. So, I mean, if you got them right there, I mean, you're balancing everything, right? It dissolves negativity and prevents you from absorbing the negativity of others. I don't go outside without magnets on, because magnets deflect negative energy back to the sender.
Oh my word. Oh, that's incredible. Oh wow. The first 5 minutes, I've learned so much already. This is awesome, Daphne. I love it. I love how they can deflect negative energy, because unfortunately, there's a lot of negative energy out there in this world right now with everything going on. And it's nice to know that you can have something that helps deflect that energy, and so simple as a magnet. Oh my word.
I like I said, I don't go out in public without magnets on. I have two necklaces on. I got four bracelets on each wrist, and I had magnet anklets on too. And when I'm at work, I have magnets in my pockets too.
Oh goodness.
I'm like supercharged.
You're supercharged. You're deflecting all that negative energy.
Yeah.
Now, just a quick question, because you make all this jewelry. Do your bracelets have the magnetic too on the wrist? Are the bracelets magnetized to stay on? Or?
Well, I mean, I can do bracelets with the magnet connectors. I mean, I've done dog collars with the magnet connectors, so that, you know, they can clip around the dog's neck.
Right.
I can do bracelets with that, with the magnet connectors too. But if I'm doing a customized bracelet, I need to know how big you want the bracelet to be so that I can make it. But I mean, I do make just bracelets with magnets as well. I mean, people listening to this can't see me showing one of the magnet bracelets that I have on today that I'm sharing
that's
with you.
Pretty. But... it's very pretty, listeners. She does a beautiful job of making jewelry. It's gorgeous.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to throw it out there too, Joyce. Anybody that hears this show, they reach out to me through my website and to say that they heard on the show, I'll give them a 25% discount on any purchase.
Oh, wow. Listeners, you heard that. You can get a 25% discount on any of her jewelry when you say you heard it on Robust Lifestyle Show. Oh, that's fabulous. How sweet of you, Daphne. I love it. Oh. Well, what are some, you have many, there's many different, I'm seeing in her beautiful jewelry, What are some of the other crystals that you like to use in making necklaces and bracelets? Are there certain ones?
Oh my God. Amethyst is always a really good one. Amethyst, lots of people like amethyst because of the amazing properties of amethyst. I'm just looking. And something, yeah. Amethyst. It's yeah, I mean, amethyst for me, coming back from the massive close head brain injury, amethyst is really good for headaches, but it also helps the power to focus energy. It's used for problems in the blood and breathing. They say if you place amethyst clusters in the moonlight to bring in a state of calmness in the home, it will increase positive spiritual feelings, helps overcome fear and cravings. It's good for your skin. It alleviates pain and tension while lowering high blood pressure and anxiety. I used to have high blood pressure. I don't anymore.
Wow.
And it enhances your memory while assisting with communication with your third eye.
So it helps with your pineal gland.
Yes.
Oh, gracious boy. Amethyst has all kind of benefits in that one
it does.
crystal.
And I mean, I have a binder of information sitting in front of me because there's so much information about each and every crystal that, I mean, and it's, I used to go to markets and I used to sell my jewelry at markets. I don't do that so much anymore. I do occasionally when people invite me to come to their market, but I don't, like I said, as much as I used to. And people would ask me, well, what crystal do I need? And I'd chuckle and I'd say, well, which necklace do you like? And they'd look at it. And then because now what I do is I type up the information and I put it with each necklace. And I have the binder of information for the bracelets. So they say, I really like this one. So then we go to the binder, we open up the binder and we say, Tiger's Eye, perfect. Tiger's Eye treats reproductive organs. It releases toxins and alleviates pain. It's helpful in repairing broken bones and strengthening the alignment of the spinal column. Used for insight to focus the mind. It's protection, clear thinking, personal empowerment, integrity, willpower, practicality, grounding, power, grace, and it reduces stress and anxiety. Tiger's Eye is another one I use a lot.
Oh, wow. I can see why. It is just so amazing how each crystal has so many benefits.
Yeah.
You might think something so small and it covers so many different aspects in your life that it can help you with.
Well, and I mean, then there's so many different crystals that help each and every one of the chakras too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've got a chart sitting in front of me right now that's got 10 different crystals for each chakra. So it's got 70 different crystals on here.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's incredible. Well, just out of random, pick one of the chakras and just
well,
tell
you
us.
Pick it, then I'll tell you.
Heart.
Well, there's rose quartz, there's rhodochrosite, chrysocolla, moss agate, amazonite, peridot, prenate, aventurine, jade, and jasper. I mean, those are the ones that they have on here.
Uh-huh.
And then each one of those has properties for, you know, but typically for the heart, they say emerald or rose quartz, typically.
Typically. How about for the root chakra? What's the typical one that they will come in and say on that one?
Well, for me, the root, I usually use garnet
Uh-huh.
or coral, because they're red, and
Uh-huh.
that's the root chakra is red. But
Uh-huh.
on here, it's got carnelian, smoky quartz, bloodstone, black tourmaline, hematite, black onyx. It's got garnet on here, red amethyst, or ceridox.
Wow. Just absolutely incredible how each one of the chakras, too, have different crystals that can help it also to help balance. Would you say it helps balance that chakra is what it's kind of doing?
Yeah, I mean, actually, come to think of it, I'm wearing, I don't know if you can see, somebody, I found this beautiful tree.
Oh, my word, yes.
It's a heart, and it's a tree, it's a chakra. It's a chakra necklace, and I've got clear quartz, amethyst, lapis lazuli, rose quartz, and then I've got carnelian, or citrine, carnelian, and coral on my necklace. So it's a, but I also have, and there's magnets on this chakra one, but then I've also got, it's got amethyst, clear quartz, zebra jasper, and magnets, as well as one piece of opalite.
Oh my word. Oh goodness. Well, and it's interesting how you can wear so many multiple ones at one time and they'll all come in and benefit. It's almost like they work together, it sounds like.
They totally do. And I want to apologize now if I just get too excited because crystals are so amazing. And once you open up the can of worm of crystals, there's no looking back. But clear quartz is a master healer of all healers, and it brings harmony to your energy. Used to enhance the psychic abilities for clarity, calmness, and it decreases headaches and assists with vertigo. It has cooling powers, and it has cooling powers. So, like I said, it's a master healer.
Wow, clear quartz. Oh my goodness. Well, how long have you really been involved with doing crystals?
I started carrying crystals probably over 20 years ago.
Wow.
I was carrying crystals in my bra before carrying crystals was cool. Like, you know how people say I was country before country was cool?
Uh-huh.
I was carrying crystals before carrying crystals was cool.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because there's some people that say, well, I don't wanna do this anymore because there's other people doing it too. And I like to joke, I'm like, you know what? I am honored and grateful that I've inspired so many other people mm-hmm. to work with crystals and to create their own their own pieces. I've hosted workshops to help people create their own bracelets, and they've gone on to start their own business making jewelry as well. And that just inspires me to keep doing what I'm doing
mm-hmm.
because each and every piece of crystal creation I make is infused with the healing energies of whoever's needing it. But I'm also infusing rainbow light energy into the pieces. So as soon as you put them on, you feel it. And it's funny because, I mean, our listeners can't hear this, but I'll show you, Joyce.
Uh-huh.
See the two hands there?
Yes.
Okay, my business name is Daphne's Healing Hands. So whenever you get a piece made by me, you get a hug from me when you put it on.
Oh, I love that. And listeners, they are little hands at the end of the magnets that come together. So yes, she is giving you a hug as you put these necklaces on and hook the magnets. Oh, I always wondered where you came up with Daphne's Healing Hands.
You know what? That's a whole story in itself too, because I was doing the crystals with therapy course, because here's the deal. I was carrying the magnets. I felt good. And I knew there had to be more to it.
Right.
I just didn't know what it was. And like I said, I started doing this before crystals were cool. So I started doing some research and looking and digging and finding things. And I was blessed to find the Healing with Crystals Therapy Diploma through the College of Reflexology.
Oh, wow.
So I'm actually a certified crystal therapist. So, and I got that back in just 2000 and I don't know, I early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to go look at the sheet hanging up. Okay. But, and so I started creating the earring. I started by creating earrings because I felt like $1 million when I was wearing the earrings. And then somebody said, you should make cards. And I was like, what am I going to put on cards? And it was actually my husband that came up with the name. He said, Daphne's Healing Hands, because you have healing hands and you're making the stuff. So why don't you just call it Daphne's Healing? Why don't you just call your business Daphne's Healing Hands? So, of course, I had to go to the registry's office to make sure that nobody else had that name.
Uh-huh.
And then I had, and that's how I got it.
Oh, what a beautiful story and how true. And now that you're putting those little hand emblems on the end of your necklaces, I love that. That is just absolutely adorable, listeners. It's amazing how you can create all of this with all the stones and come together, and it still reflects back to what your true passion is, Daphne's Healing Hands. Because you, I can feel it in this, your energy is just, it's just bubbling, because this is what you love to do. You love to heal, help people with you heal themselves and make themselves feel better, because you experience that. It's not something that you're just doing from a book. It's coming from your own personal heart and your own personal experiences. And to me, that's what makes so much more meaning into what you're actually doing. I love it.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, and that's how it started, right? And I mean, like I said, it started so many years ago. And then I started making the earrings, and people would say, well, why don't you make some bracelets and necklaces to go with these, the earrings? Okay. All right. You know, and then I've had people say, well, can you do, you know, dog collars? Sure. Do collars for cats? Sure. I can. I mean, if people can dream it, I can do it, you know. And if I can't figure it out right away, I do get it figured out, because.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah. It's in your heart. You want to figure it out, and it's your passion. You love helping others. And that's what is so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Well, on back to, like, your jewelry is so beautiful with all these crystals. Is can people find this on your website if they are saying, well, I want one of these, or they say, well, I need to connect with you and find out what kind of crystals I would like to have put into a necklace or bracelet?
Well, actually, if people want to just go to my website, which is daphneshealinghands.com, this is www.daphneshealinghands.com. And I mean, that'll be spelt on the, when we post this, that'll be put on them. But I have different pages on my website. There's a page for crystal information, and I've got crystal information for people and crystal information for pets. And then there's just a crystal information section that's alphabetical that talks about what each crystal does. But yes, under the product section of my webpage, you can click on that, and that'll take you to my online store. So, I mean, my suggestion is, if somebody listening to this show finds something on there that they want, that they contact me first so that I can give them the discount. Just saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Or they can have a look there and then maybe come up with their own custom creation, and we can go from there.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. And I love how you custom create to what the customer client is looking for. Because if they can tell you maybe something that, some of the things that they would like the crystals to help with, that gives, I assume that will give you an idea of what kind of crystals to go into their piece of jewelry.
For sure. And I mean, spirit speaks to me too. Yeah. But I mean, I like to find out how big, how long they would like their piece. And I would like to find out what they're dealing with or what they'd like help with. Mm-hmm. And I like to find out what their favorite color is, so I can try and, you know,
make. Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, just rough estimate, how many different crystals do you deal with? I mean, how?
I'm just looking over at my bins of crystals that I have over here.
It sounds like thousands.
I've got thousands of crystals. I've got hundreds of types of crystals. Yes.
Oh my word. Oh, that is just incredible. I am learning about crystals. So this is all, I love crystals, and I love to hear what all they can do. And I am one of the beginners that is learning what all these crystals can do and the magic that is in these crystals. And I am just so fascinated with it, because I just think it is amazing.
Well, can I please tell you, please don't try and memorize everything, because I tried to do that in the beginning and I drove myself crazy.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I have this binder of information that I've created.
Uh-huh.
And actually I'd like to read this to you, because I think I read this to you before, but on the front of this binder, it says a short history of medicine. And then it says, doctor, I have an earache. Did I read this to you before?
I don't think so. I don't think I've
heard it. It says 2000 BC, here, eat this root. And then 1000 BC, it says, that root is heathen, say this prayer. And then 1850 AD, it says, that prayer is superstition, drink this potion. And then 1940 AD, it says, this potion is snake oil, swallow this pill. And then 1985 AD, it says that pill is ineffective. Take this antibiotic. And then 2000 AD, it says that antibiotic is artificial. Here, eat this root.
A full circle back.
Yeah, well, and that's what it is. I mean, that's in society, I believe that's what's going on right now. We're mm-hmm. circling back to mm-hmm. nature, and we're circling back to us, and we're circling back to the roots of who we are. And I mean, really, it's all about the tree of life.
Right, right. And we're all connected. To me, yeah. It's just, I'm like you, it's a full circle web. And we all have a part in creating that web. And we're all connected, like the branches on the trees. We're all connected in one way or another.
Well, that's just it. And I mean, we need those roots of the tree to grow strong and mm-hmm. out. And I love that. I mean, I'm up here in Alberta, Canada. I'm in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada right now. It's just about 2 o'clock. You are where again?
I'm in central Kansas.
Right. I mean, and it's almost to 3 o'clock there.
Yeah.
We're like not only time traveling, but connect. You know what I mean? I love that we're able to connect and that I'm able to share. And please know, Joyce, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. We're connected. We're friends on Facebook. I mean, I've got a page called Daphne's Healing Hands on Facebook for our listeners too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a Linktree account called Linktree/DaphneMC. I mean, that's kind of a rhyme too, I thought, but my Instagram is Crystal_Healer.
Oh, wow.
I love what I do, and I feel so blessed and grateful to be able to do what I do to help others.
Yes. Oh, that is so well put, Daphne. And like I said, I can feel this. I can feel that. I can feel that energy. It's coming from your heart is where it's coming from. And to me, that's what it's all about. When you live from that heart, you become your truthful self. You become the light that helps to shine in this world to help others when you live from your heart and let go of the ego mind that builds fear and everything else from this world. So
something else, you know, the listeners can find on my webpage is actually the product page is I've written a book called You Do You as well. Oh. So for people that are struggling with dealing with life, mm-hmm. I mean, that book is just, actually, you know what, let me click on this button here and I can read you. I can read the whatever thing that it's called. But yeah, what do they call that on a book? They call that the
no, it's not
the description. What do they call that?
Oh, it's gone from my mind too. So
yeah,
the listeners know.
Right. But yeah, the book is called You Do You. And I was also a co-author in the Sacred Hearts Rising anthology series. And I was even a co-author in one of the Divas at Care Network books with you, Joyce.
Yes.
I believe that's on your website, that book that I was a co-author in. But the You Do You says, I share my life experiences with you in hopes that you may find that one nugget in my story to assist you on your journey. For everyone that has struggled in life and felt that they could not be themselves. Yes, tragic and horrible things happen, but you do not need to stay stuck in that low vibrating energy. The choice is yours is about what comes next. It is a time for us all to shift our energy to one of compassion versus competition. May this book inspire you to follow your heart and do what brings you joy. The book is a journey of my life and my experiences in life and the different people that have helped me along the way. And at the end of each chapter, there's a question for the reader to reflect on for themselves. Oh, so it's not about me, it's about you.
Yeah, yeah. You're just sharing your reflections to help others to be able to reflect also.
Yeah.
Go to their heart. Oh, how beautiful, Daphne. I just love it. Well, Daphne, this has gone so quickly, which I knew it would. I knew this show would just fly by. It seems like we just barely started chatting, and now the time is almost up. And just one more time, would you please share your website so if somebody missed it earlier and they can hear it here at the end again?
Well, it's daphneshealinghands.com. So
okay.
just DAPHNES and then healinghands.com. And for anybody that hears this show, contact me directly. You can, there's lots of spots on my website that you can send me messages. I'll give you a 25% discount on one of my creations if you like.
Oh, that is just fabulous, Daphne. I love it. Thank you so much for being so generous to our listeners. And one more quick question. I would love to have you back on Robust Lifestyles in the future, so you and I can chat some more and you can share more of your knowledge with all of our listeners.
Well, of course, you know that I'm not going to say no. But, you know, you could just call me, too. We could just talk on the phone.
I know we can, but we need to share your knowledge with our listeners. That's what's so awesome. You're just full of knowledge. So I want to thank you so much, Daphne, for being my guest on Robust Lifestyles, and wish you magic in every day till we connect again.
Thank you so much, my friend.
You are so welcome. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this incredible show with our amazing diva, Daphne McDonough. Please share this show with your family and friends and check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasthatcare.com. And remember the magic of crystals and some of the golden nuggets that were left in this from Daphne about how they can help deflect energy, how they help the mind, the body, and the spirit. And just connect with Daphne and let her share more with you and also her 25% discount on any of her beautiful jewelry. And with that, I want to wish everyone a very, very magical day. Remember, be kind to all humans and animals. Give your animals that great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.